Peter Harrod is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce, is also with Mighty Peace GM here in Peace River. Thank you very much for joining us, Peter. The 2022 business season is underway, and I guess it started this past weekend with the Davis Awards. How did that turn out?
Actually, we had a lot of fun, and certainly it went and it was very successful. We had about 150 people in the house, and to be able to do it in person and not virtual was an absolute blessing, that's for sure.
With the 22 business season underway, from the Chamber of Commerce point of view, how are things going as far as business are concerned?
You know, there's certainly a positive vibe. Everybody's, I mean, the common denominator when you talk to a lot of the business owners here in town and in the region for that matter is they did have a successful 2021 and they're geared up to have a more successful 2022, knowing that the restrictions hopefully will be lifted here sooner than later. And obviously, with the fact that more stock is coming in, whether it's my business up here in the car industry or the RV industry, or even the shelves on retail in the retail stores. So we're definitely looking forward to more stock coming in right across the board.
You mentioned that obviously COVID and restrictions are still in place right now. How different has the role been for the Chamber of Commerce in the promotion of the business in the Peace region?
We definitely did what we could to turn up our impact on the businesses and give them more support. We worked with labor relations quite a bit, having different strategies, getting different government grants and subsidies and whatnot, and pass those supports on to the different businesses in town here and in the region again, certainly.
Having said that, Peter, do you think the business sector in the region, or for that matter in Peace River itself, has it turned a corner because of COVID?
I believe for sure. I think one of the advantages of it, for sure, I mean, you always look at the silver lining. One of the big things is that knowing that, you know, those restrictions are out there and some extra hurdles to jump over, even the business owners, you know, turned it up even more to stick handle around the different hurdles that definitely we, you know, that we did jump over and so on. But I mean, you just gotta just do a little bit more stick handling, and it seems like everybody's on that same page.
Now, I guess with the 22 business season underway, we look down the road, and I'm not sure if you have the crystal ball out, but what is next and how are things looking as far as the business sector associated with the Chamber?
Well, we're definitely we're hearing some positive feedback from many areas, one of them actually being Alberta government. We just had a good chat the other night with Dan Williams at our awards ceremony, and definitely some more capital is being pumped into the Peace region here, and definitely give you a couple examples. We got good news on Judah Hill. More work is coming down the pipe for that. Northern Sunrise are actually quite happy to hear that. There is quite a bit of talk about the approval of the highway between here and Fort McMurray. That's got more of a green light right now than it ever has before. The East Hill is definitely got some good vibe going on up there. A few things for sure that we're hearing from different businesses that are actually not in the Peace River area. So we definitely got more things coming down the pipe this year for the East Hill. So, you know, there's definitely a positive vibe right around. I mean, the bridge is still under construction. That's still bringing some good revenue into the valley. And so many people so many businesses are benefiting from that. So we're actually happy that the Peace River Bridge is still undergoing construction. And just down below the DMI houses, that's still undergoing a major construction. So we're happy to see the construction, and we're happy to hear about our future construction that is actually been given the green light for Peace River here.
Peter Harrod is with Mighty Peace GM. He's also the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Peter, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Always, Keith, and it's been a pleasure talking with you guys. And like I said, we're looking forward to knocking it out of the park for 2022. So.